We will also make the PowerPoint deck available to all of you after this. So welcome everybody. My name is Randy Burton. I'm the Vice Director for North Carolina Odyssey of the Mind, and Carolyn Brawley is here with us as well, who's our State Director. So welcome everybody. This is going to be really, really informal. I've just got a couple of slides we want to walk through and talk a little bit about World Finals and what we know at this point, and then we'll have plenty of time for just some general discussion and question and answers. So again, welcome everybody, and the just kind of walk through a couple of things with you. The omworldfinals.com is absolutely your best source of information at this point on anything related to World Finals. There are several different tiles there when you go to that site. A couple of them that I think are really important are know before you go, since we're still in that period of time where we're all, before we're going to World Finals. Check back there frequently as information changes. The know before you go section is just super critical. I'll go through some of the more important sections of that here with you this evening. And then also there's an FAQ, frequently asked questions section there on omworldfinals.com. That's another source of some really good information. If you have general questions for CCI, the parent company of Odyssey of the Mind, info@odysseyofthemind.com is the place to go for just general information. As all of you should know by now, Odyssey of the Mind opened up registration for teams yesterday, and you should have gotten an email with some instructions on what you need to do to register. I know a number of you have attempted to do that, some of you successful, and some of you maybe not quite as successful with getting the registration done. CCI is absolutely aware of some issues with the website and processing of things, that they have been working on those over the weekend and are continuing to work on those. So just be a little bit of patient. If you do have issues, please email membership@odysseyofthemind.com. I think also, if you have issues and you email membership@odysseyofthemind.com, I think Carol and I would both appreciate it if you would copy us, just so that we see any of the communication from North Carolina teams that is going to Odyssey of the Mind about team member registration. We're here to help you, but also to sort of act as advocates for you with CCI with any issues that you encounter, and we want to make sure that we help get those issues resolved so that you get your teams registered and you're good to go on that. Housing, according to the website as of just a few minutes ago, if you go to omworldfinals.com, it says that housing payment is due by April the 23rd. So you've got a little bit of time left on that, but not a lot. So just be aware of that deadline for getting payment into them. I know, we literally just opened registration on the 6th, and now we've got a deadline of payment on the 23rd. But from the 23rd till the time people start arriving at the campus is only about a month difference. Obviously, time is of the essence here. So just kind of be aware of that. Cost. We've already had some teams that have been asking us information about cost. All of that information is in the omworldfinals.com/FAQ. Part of their website, and the cost is per person $730 per person for Tuesday arrival. If you want to arrive on Monday, it's a little bit more, but there's no real reason for you to do that unless you want to just do some sightseeing out there. But Tuesday is the day that I would expect the overwhelming majority of the teams that are going to be participating in World Finals to arrive. That 730 includes your room, your meals, access to all of the shuttles that are going to take you all around the campus the whole time you're there, access to all of the events, and your team registration fee. And I thought just a second ago I might have heard somebody that was asking a question. Did somebody have something that they wanted to ask about that? Okay.
Hey, Randy, this is Anirban from the Mills Park Elementary team. Can I quickly ask a
Sure.
question? So we were unclear about a couple of things. Does the entire team need to arrive on the same day or can they stagger it? And for what dates does the team actually have to be there on site?
Okay. So two different questions there. The first is, do all of the team members have to arrive and depart on the same day? And the answer to that is no. And what I would tell you is work with CCI. If you have a situation, and I know some teams have already brought this up, where they have somebody who has to leave early for the family commitment or whatever, or perhaps can't arrive until a little bit late. When you do your registration, you can request a schedule, for your team to be scheduled in a certain way. If, in other words, if you have some people that have to leave on Friday afternoon, if you don't want your team to be scheduled on Saturday, that kind of information, just as you have been able to do with us.
No, we don't. We're not going to be there Saturday. We're getting our days mixed up. It would
I'm
be if
sorry.
they're going to leave on Friday, they'd
Yep.
be, yeah.
Yep. I'm sorry, Carolyn. And I'm so used to the normal schedule, and we've kind of shifted today here. But you're absolutely right. So my if you kind of back up for a little bit, and for example, if you have somebody who cannot be there on Friday and has to leave early, and you want to request that your competition be on Thursday, whatever your special scheduling requests are, please just put that in your registration information when you register your team. And if you need help with that, the information of contacting CCI, membership at odysseyofthemind.com, or info@odysseyofthemind.com, those are your friends in terms of helping you with those special schedule situations. And the pricing may be different, may not be different. That's between you and CCI, and depends upon the specific situation with your team members or family members or whatever. I would strongly encourage all of you to have your teams stay on campus if at all possible. It gets complicated, $3,750 per team for staying off campus. That does not include room and meals, so that gets expensive. Not the $730 is cheap. It's not, but I think it's better to stay on campus in the dorms if at all possible. And if your team selects housing packages equal to the number of team members attending World Finals, that's the number of team members attending World Finals plus one coach, no matter who uses the packages, whether that's siblings, parents, other supporters, whatever, the registration fee is included in that cost. So that is literally cut and pasted right from that omworldfinals.com/FAQ section earlier today. So Keep that in mind. If you have special situations, contact CCI, and they can help you through. If you have some team members that want to stay off campus and some that want to stay on, there's some ways they can work that out with you. But again, my advice is stay on campus.
Absolutely.
The other challenge that we have at Iowa State University is the reason we are all leaving on Saturday morning is Saturday evening there is a concert at the Iowa State campus football stadium for that George Strait is going to be there but putting on a music performance. And they expect 70 some thousand people to be coming to the stadium for that concert. And so we've got maybe 15,000 people there. They got 70 some thousand coming for that. So, the hotel rooms are going to be scarce because there's so many people coming to town for that George Strait concert. And that's why it's really important. If at all possible for you and your team members and anyone else that to stay on campus in the dorms there. And I know Christy Stevens said my concern is there'll no longer be space on campus for all my people. I mean, honestly, I would not worry about that at this point. They literally just opened up registration yesterday, and I know they are still working through issues and so forth. But I suspect even if you register tomorrow, you're going to be okay with getting your folks on campus. I'll be honest with you, I think CCI wants all of you on campus.
If I can see.
So if you're not speaking about an issue with the webinar, if you would mind, mute yourself, please.
Well, I would.
Available. Yeah. All right, where do you want the plan to be?
I want it's your turn.
Power.
Actually.
Okay. I had to mute a couple of lines because we were getting a lot of background noise there. So again, if you need to unmute, that's fine. Just please do so. And I think we'll be okay with getting the registrations in. In addition to, the fact that they just opened up registration, they're also having a fair number of technical issues with the registration process. And Carolyn and I have gotten emails today from several North Carolina teams that were running into issues. And I've already seen some answers coming back from CCI. So I believe they are sort of on top of that and certainly working on those issues. But again, the bottom line is that they can't help you if they don't know you're having a problem. So if something doesn't look right with the registration process or you can't get to the right screen or whatever, contact CCI. And again, please copy Carolyn and me so we can keep track of what's going on and can help you and advocate for you if necessary. Okay.
Randy, this is Anirban again. One more question.
Yes.
Do we have a basic idea of what the dates or the schedule would look like?
Yes.
Like on what dates are the spontaneous? Oh, okay. I probably spoke too early. Okay,
Yeah,
go
just
ahead.
a little, but that's the next thing that I was going to cover is just kind of the schedule of events and what's going to happen when you're there. So I would expect again almost all of the teams that are going to be competing at World Finals from everywhere to arrive on Tuesday the 21st. The check-in is going to be at the end zone club at the football stadium. So the football stadium is pretty hard to miss, okay? And when you see the campus maps and so forth, that's where you're going to go. You're going to check in. You're going to get your dorm assignment. You're going to get your keys. They're going to make sure that you're all registered and good to go. Then our opening ceremonies for World Finals, 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 21st. That's a really special ceremony. We will have some of the teams from North Carolina kind of parading in. Doors open for spectators at 6:30 p.m. And you'll be getting a lot of details from us about how the people that need to line up for coming in and all that sort of thing. So that's Tuesday the 21st. Wednesday the 22nd, competitions are going to be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then there is a float and banner parade on Wednesday night. We have a North Carolina Odyssey of the Mind team that is going to be entering a North Carolina Odyssey of the Mind float in the float and banner parade. And so that's going to be something interesting to go watch. And as far as I know, that will be in the basketball arena there on the campus. Thursday, the 23rd, that is a long day of competition, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Competitions going on. And when I say competitions, that's long-term and spontaneous going on simultaneously, right? So when you see the schedule, you'll see your long-term time and your spontaneous time that are going to be two different times, maybe even two different days. But that competition, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, that's inclusive of both long-term competitions and the spontaneous competitions. Also on Thursday, they will have graduation ceremonies for students who are graduating. And that's always something that's interesting to watch. And then they will also have a coaches competition, which is a ton of fun. It's just a fun thing to go watch on Thursday evening. Friday the 24th, competition is 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The awards ceremony is 7 p.m. And again, I expect the doors will probably open around 6:30. You will get tickets for all of your spectators and teammates and everybody as part of your registration packet. And those are assigned seats. So you need to sit in the seat that's on your ticket. And if you have any issues where you need additional tickets or whatever, there's an information desk that will be open and staffed where you can get additional tickets to that. So that's the award ceremony at 7 p.m. Following that, there are two separate parties for the kids, one for preteens and one for teenagers. Those are extraordinarily well chaperoned. It is a completely safe environment. It'll be there on the campus, and there's plenty of adult supervision at both of those. Lots of snacks and food and stuff available at those, and a really fun time. Adults are going to go to what they call the coach's recovery party. And after, 3.5 days at World Finals, I can assure you that Carolyn and I will need to attend the coach's recovery party, and you're welcome to come as well. In years past, when we've done that at Iowa State, they've had it outside, weather permitting. And so I think that they have also sometimes had it inside in that same end zone club where the registration is. And I haven't heard, I don't know, Carolyn, if you have, as to where that'll be. But it will be very well documented, and you'll know before you get there or when you get there exactly where that will be. So that's Tuesday through Friday. Saturday morning, if you're like me, you're going to get up and go to the airport and fly home, or perhaps get in your car and start the drive back to North Carolina. All of this information is omworldfinals.com/schedule-of-events. These are clickable links, by the way, in the PowerPoint presentation. So when you get a copy of that, you can follow those links if you'd like to. And that will kind of help you get to the right place. But all of this information here is current as of today. I would also tell you that, like anything else, it's possible that there might be some changes to it. So just kind of keep an eye on the omworldfinals.com website. And both CCI will keep you informed via email, and Carolyn and I will as well. So you will be getting a lot more emails from us as we move through this process, and kind of helping you with things, and just a couple of other things on props. In omworldfinals.com/competition info, there's information about props and the shipping address and shipping labels and all of that sort of thing. I've had some teams that have already asked about, well, could some teams go together, put their stuff from more than one team, perhaps, in a crate and ship the crate up there? The answer is yes, that's absolutely possible, and certainly a way for some teams to split the cost of getting things shipped there. The only challenge you're going to have is that crate is going to get delivered to one site. So let's say, for example, you have a problem three team and a problem one team that are sharing that crate. That crate might get shipped to the problem one site, and then it's going to be up to you to get all of that stuff out of the crate and get it over perhaps to a different building on campus where the problem three site would be, right? So just kind of keep that in mind. At every one of the competition sites, problem one, two, three, four, five, there are going to be prop storage rooms where all of the shipping containers are delivered that are shipped to that site for that problem. And it's going to be as close to the competition venue as is practical, but it'll always be in the same building. Okay. Transportation. There's information there on travel.
Andy, quick question.
Yes.
What if someone decides to drive from NC to Iowa, though I know it's a crazy idea, then how are the props managed?
Yeah. So if you're driving, then it would be up to you and your team to get the props out of the U-Haul or the SUV or whatever, and get them into the building, into the prop storage area. Trust me, you will not be alone. If you decide to drive your stuff there, you will have plenty of company with lots of other teams that are doing that. When you get there, you're going to see a lot of U-Hauls and other kinds of things in the parking lot, and people that are getting their props there that way. What you'll have to do is find out, okay, well, they say, for example, I'm just making this up, but let's say that problem one is in the Memorial Union building, which is where we've been in the past when we've been there. And so you'll know where the Memorial Union building is. Before you get anything out of the cars, you should go in there and find out where the prop storage rooms are for your problem and division. Because I know for a fact, when we've been at Iowa State in the past for problem one, we've had multiple prop storage rooms for different divisions. So just kind of check that out. And once you figure out where it is, and look for things like elevators, because some of these buildings have multiple floors. So figure out what doors to go in, how to get it to the elevator and to the right floor and into the right prop storage room. And then all of your stuff can stay in that room until the day of your competition. And when you're ready to take it out of the room and down the hall or whatever it is to the actual competition site. Those rooms are locked at night, and there will always be people in those rooms during the day. So it's okay to leave your stuff there. Okay.
So quickly touching back on the point of the schedule, Randy, one more time. I mean, even if we register now, when will we know, and we put in our request to CCI for particular dates, when will we know what our schedule is?
Carolyn, do you know when they're going to publish the schedule?
As soon as they're going to start working on it on the 24th of April. That's the deadline, the day following the deadline to register. And when they'll start on that and spend that next weekend working on it, and they generally have it out in about a week or so, 10 days. And they'll give you 2 or 3 days to look at it and see if there's an issue that they have missed. And if you need to adjust your schedule, you'd need to get it into them then. But it will be after the 23rd by a week or 10 days because they've got to get everybody lined up.
Okay, so it's not going to be before probably the end of April.
Oh, it will not, no, because... and it may go into the first week or so of May because they've got to get everybody registered first.
Okay. Do you know if the cost, the $730 cost that was mentioned earlier, whether it depends on how many days we decide to stay there? Like if you request CCI that our team can only attend on Thursday and Friday, does that change the cost in any way?
It could, because of the requirement of having team members and equal number of team members and coaches on campus. So I would talk with CCI. If you're only going to be there 2 nights, I doubt that there would be a reduction. Because they've got to have that room for you on campus. If you're off campus, then it doesn't matter. But if you're on campus and you want to stay on campus, then those rooms that they assigned you 2 days cannot be used by anybody else on the third day.
Understood. Makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, but again, you know, feel free to contact CCI and copy me and Mart or Carolyn rather on your request, and we'll, you know, kind of keep track of what's going on with that.
So the communication with CCI is only via email. It's not by like phone calls. I'm just trying to save on time because we are trying to plan this out, and flight tickets are already fairly expensive.
So my suggestion would be to use email. And the reason I say that first of all, there is CCI has a phone number and you can call them. But if you have an email, you have something in writing, right? Mm-hmm. And, that would be my suggestion. I will also tell you, particularly this time of year with everything going on with World Finals, CCI is very, very responsive. So if you send them an email, if it's early enough in the day, there's a very good chance you'll get an answer back that same day, or certainly not. You're not going to have a situation where you send them an email and have to wait days and days to get an answer back. I have never seen that happen with CCI and wouldn't expect that this year. My suggestion would be to leverage the email process so you've got a record of what was asked and what the answer was and when it was and that sort of thing. But if you need the phone number for them, we can certainly give it to you as well. I will put it in the chat or Carolyn, if you could.
It's online. It's at odysseythemind.com.
Yep. So you can go there and just pick that, you know, grab the phone number and give them a call talk to them that way as well. But again, my suggestion, I would use email. Back to a couple of things on transportation. If you look at omworldfinals.com/travel, that's where you're going to get some information about if you're flying into Des Moines, for example, how to get from the Des Moines airport to the campus. There are shuttles that are available. Those are not free, but they're also not terribly expensive. You do have to have a reservation for those. So look at that for information about how to get to and from the airport if you're flying. And then if you look, at omworldfinals.com/resources. There's some information there about getting around on the campus. Excuse me, my allergies are just absolutely killing me this spring. But while you are there on the campus, there are buses running everywhere all day long. Excuse me. And those buses are going to help you get from the dorm to the competition site, from the competition site to other events that are going on the campus, and to and from the opening and closing ceremonies and so forth. So please leverage that.
I just posted the phone number.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Yep, 856-256-2797. That's the right phone number for calling them. A little bit about forms. There's paperwork required, and there's a whole bunch of forms available there on omworldfinals.com/checklist-forms. That's a really important place to go. Make sure that you have the media list and the team contact and all of that sort of stuff done. And I misspelled label, but any case. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Did someone have a question? Okay. And then lastly, Carolyn's email and my email is right here on this as well. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us if we can help you. We're absolutely happy to help. One of the things we're going to do to help you is every single team from North Carolina going to the World Finals will be assigned an official who is going to World Finals and going to be judging or doing whatever, that's going to be your contact from NCOM while you are there. And also expect us to reach out to you and just check in with you. Is everything going okay? You got checked in all right? Any issues or anything that we can help with? We have found that it's really helpful for you to have a local contact from North Carolina who's there and available to assist you with whatever issues might come up. If you have, I had a team that contacted me a few years ago, and they had a child with some very specific dietary requirements, and they were having trouble getting the right food for that child. And I was able to get in touch with someone from CCI who got that corrected, that they had indicated that on their registration, but for whatever reason, there were some communication issues with that. And we were able to get that straightened out by the next meal. And the point of that is, we don't know that something's wrong if you don't tell us, right? But when you get home, it's too late to tell us, hey, by the way, we had to go to the store and buy some food for this child because we didn't have anything for him to eat that they could eat on the campus. I don't want that kind of thing to happen. So don't hesitate to reach out to me and or Carolyn. And then also, like I said, you're going to be assigned a World Finals official from North Carolina to help you with any issues that you have while you're there. We will get you details on that. We don't know yet who all of the North Carolina officials are that are going to be there. That is being worked in addition to the registration. And until that's finalized, we won't be able to kind of divide that up and assign officials to teams. But we'll get that done a good bit in advance of you getting to the campus. One of the other things that we will do for you is that we do every year is we will send you the competition schedule in chronological order for all of the North Carolina Odyssey of the Mind teams. So if you, obviously you're going to have your spontaneous time and your competition time, but I would really, really encourage you to go watch and support the other North Carolina teams that are going to OM and root for them, cheer for them, stand up and scream for them when they complete their performance and show your support for each other. And I think that means a lot to teams when they see a lot of people from their home state standing right there in the audience and supporting them kind of cheering them on. So I'd encourage you to do that. Once the schedule is published, it's a little hard to see that if you just look at CCI's schedule, because it's, you know, the schedule is by problem. Like, here's a schedule for problem one, here's a schedule for problem two. We'll put that together for you as well. And that's one of the things that you'll see in the way of email from us as we get a little closer to the competition time. So, Carolyn, anything to add to any of this?
The only thing I have to add is the Creativity Festival. We have someone is going to handle that for North Carolina. And that will, I don't remember where that will be, but it will be open, I think, around noon on Wednesday and will close around noon or so on Friday. But it's open from 9 to 4 on Thursday. So noon to 4, 9 to 4, and then 9 to noon on Friday. And they key associations around the nation, not all of them, but some will have sites set up. You will get tokens at the Creativity Festival that you can use when you participate, but it gives us bragging rights if we get the most tokens. And we'll ask you after the 23rd to volunteer your team to come in and man the North Carolina booth for an hour or 2 hours. If everybody manned it 1 hour, then we'd be covered. But if we can get everybody to man it for an hour, hour and a half, that gives us a little bit of leeway to support again a North Carolina exhibit.
Okay, thank you. We had a question about buddy teams. And Carolyn, I have not heard anything so far this year about buddy teams. Have you?
I have heard absolutely nothing. They have said back a month ago that they were going to have buddy teams, but that is so far down on the list of getting information right now. And I don't have a clue which foreign countries are going to be at World Finals this year. And hopefully we'll find that out in the next couple of weeks when they start registering as well. Generally have 10 or 12 from Europe. And the 8 or 9 from the Asian countries.
Yeah.
Singapore has been there, Hong Kong. So we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah, so but in general.
Nothing about buddy teams, although I've heard that some Colorado teams would love to buddy up with some North Carolina teams.
Okay. So just in general, this is a way to kind of pair up it started particularly with the international teams where we sort of pair a United States team with a team from a foreign country that can just kind of help them with logistics and so forth. It's a good way for your team to get sort of in touch with and kind of interact with a team from another country. But again, when we get more information about buddy teams, we will share it with you.
We also actually dormed with our buddy team last year. They're our next door neighbors, so that was a cool part of it too.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really cool thing to do. We just don't have a whole lot of information on it yet. Okay. That is all I have other than just, Q&A and general discussion. So I kind of open it up to all of you. Any questions or concerns at this point?
We have a lot of questions, Randy, probably because this is the first time we are going there. How can we get more information about how the competition is run, how different it is from the regionals or state? And you just mentioned the buddy team. Is there any other team from NC that we can talk to that has been to World Finals before for some brainstorming?
We've got a number of teams on this call right now that have been to World Finals before.
Yeah, I would suggest I intentionally, when I sent the email invitation to this Zoom meeting and the reminder this afternoon, I did not blind copy all of you guys. So you now all have all of the email addresses for all of the coaches that are going from North Carolina. So I certainly don't want people to get kind of spammed with flooded with emails. But all of the coach emails are there, and please feel free to kind of help each other out, and don't hesitate to ask some questions there. Karen, thanks so much for that. Karen is saying that she's been for the last 2 years and would be happy to help with questions. So. Karen, if you would, if you don't mind, would you mind putting your email address in the chat here? And so please help each other with that. In general, I think Anupam, you were asking about the format and so forth. Based on years past, we haven't seen the schedule yet, but I can tell you. Generally, at World Finals, we have at the long-term sites and at Spontaneous, we have teams that compete every 18 minutes instead of every 20, which we do here in North Carolina at our regional and state tournaments. So it's a little bit faster pace there. That's the bad news. The good news is that by the time teams get there and officials get there, we've all done this a couple of times. And we're a little better at knowing what to expect and staying on schedule and so forth. I will tell you that I'm a head judge at one of the sites. We are under a lot of pressure from CCI to stay spot on schedule. So if your competition time is at 11:47 a.m., generally speaking, the timekeeper is there with their stopwatch, ready to click start at 11:47 a.m. And we do go through kind of extraordinary efforts to stay exactly on schedule because we can't afford to get behind, right? With teams going from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and going every 18 minutes, if we start going every 19 minutes, we got teams that are going to be competing after dinner, right? And so we just can't do that. So we stay on schedule. Other than that, it's basically the same format. You're going to get to the site with your props and everything a good 30 minutes or so before your scheduled start time. You'll check in with the officials at the site. They're going to help you with logistics and so forth, just like at the regional and state tournaments. Your parents and coaches can help transport stuff to and from the sites. Then the judges are going to kind of take over from there. The format's going to be the exact same. They're going to compete for their 8 minutes. The judges are going to talk to them after that, one-on-one, just like in a regional tournament. We do ask that parents and coaches give the judges some space when that's happening and just kind of stay off to the side. I know you're probably going to want to be filming them and taking pictures of them and all that kind of stuff, but give us a little bit of space for that. And then as soon as the judges are finished, then you need to get your props and everything off of the floor and out of the room as quickly as possible, because there's another team right behind you starting to compete.
And there are dumpsters right outside the competition areas, because unless you're taking your stuff with you, you can go ahead and dump it. It is a long way around campus to some of the sites, and some of the buses, especially in the morning, tend to be delayed a little bit. So you need to use a lot of caution with your time, especially if your dorm is the opposite end of your performance place, because you're going to be relying on the buses to get where you need to go. We learned that the hard way a couple of years ago, because we didn't realize how slow some of the buses were in terms of the getting from place to place on campus. It's a big campus, so you could be the total opposite end of campus from your dorm.
Yep, very true.
Can I interject with a follow-up question? She touched on something that we were interested in knowing. This is Keith Anderson. The disposal of materials after we've performed, does that, what are our obligations or available options with any crating material? Is that included that we can simply dispose of the crating material that we use to ship it?
Yeah, the all of that can go in the dumpsters. They've got like construction dumpsters that are available for that kind of stuff.
It's kind of a ceremony at the end of competition, because you've been to regionals with it, you've been to states with it, you've schlepped it to Iowa, and it's kind of cathartic to see some of it go into the dumpster.
I was going to ask if we could also use matches, but we'll probably just use the
no, just a lot of crushing cardboard, you know, stomping on things that you're tired of looking at.
Great, thank you.
Yep.
I would say, though, particularly for the young teams, prepare the kids that that's a ceremony and it's a part of the event, because they're very invested in the things they've spent a year building, and it's hard to let go of them, particularly for the young kids. And it's a really fun ceremony at the end of the competition.
Yep. What else, guys?
This is sorry.
No, go ahead, Mike.
All right. Yes, this is Mike too, from the Mills Park Middle School. I have a question about the opening and award ceremony. Is that open to everybody, or it does require a ticket to participate?
Yeah, it is open to everybody. The Coliseum there at the campus, I want to say it holds like 22 or 23,000 people, and we'll probably have in the neighborhood of 15,000 there. So it's not a problem. Extra tickets are available if, for whatever reason, you have more people coming than you thought you would, and you need some extra tickets. The tickets are going to be available at the information desk. And unless they've changed it, the information desk will likely be in the Memorial Union building. That's kind of the student union building on the campus, and that's where it's been in years past. And you just go there and say, hey, I need, you know, three more tickets to the opening or closing ceremony or whatever, and they'll take care of that for you.
But they won't be sitting with the team. Only the people staying on housing that have housing registration will be sitting with the team.
If you're staying on campus, all of your tickets, everybody that's staying on campus will get a ticket to opening and to closing, and that will be in the coach's registration packet. If you've got folks staying off campus, then they will have to go to information. And Pam Norton, who is one of our people, she's the regional director for the Western region, works information, and you can tell her you're North Carolina, and she will try to find you tickets that are close to wherever we will be seated. But that is not guaranteed. But there is no cost for anybody to go to opening and closing ceremonies. So your folks who are not staying on campus don't have to pay for anything. However, they won't be seated with the North Carolina delegation.
Got it. So one further question on this. So say if I'm one of my team, the member want to stay off campus with her parents, does that mean she will also not sitting with us, but will be arranged kind of some close area?
That is correct.
All right. Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. I see a question in the chat about fundraising. Oh my goodness. However you can beg money, go for it. Car washes, I've seen teams that would go to places like Pizza Hut or other fast food restaurants and ask them if they would donate a portion of sales for a particular night. And then you get out in the neighborhood and drum up business to go there and spend money. And they will give you a portion of it. I have seen churches hold spaghetti suppers, and the kids get out and sell the tickets for the spaghetti suppers, and they get the proceeds from that. There, you can sell Krispy Kreme donuts, however you can come up creatively to sell something and get money in return. And anybody else have luck with some of the fundraising activities?
So I'll tell you what one of the teams here in the Raleigh area did a few years ago that I thought was sort of genius. As you know, like in every community out there, there have kind of sprung up all over the place these microbreweries that are extraordinarily popular places, particularly like on a Friday or Saturday night. And we had a team that again, most of those places that they don't sell food there, right? So we had a team that went and bought a ton of pizzas from Domino's and brought them there and was selling pizza by the slice to people. And they had arranged that with the microbrewery ahead of time. And they made a lot of money doing that.
Wow.
Carmen will just sell pizza.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
One more question about specific to problem one. Are there any changes to the setup for problem one? Like for regionals, the competition was on an auditorium floor. For the state competition, it was on a tarp floor. Do we expect it to change for the world competition?
I do not know yet what sort of floor we will be on. I suspect it would be likely that it will not be a tarped floor. That was a little bit of a surprise for us at the state tournament, and we kind of dealt with it as best we could. In years past, when we've had competitions there at Iowa State, we've been on hard floors.
How many teams? So there's another question from here. Do you know how many teams get medals or positions in the tournament?
Yeah, Carolyn, I think they call up to the stage first, second, and third. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. And they get medals and trophies. They're honorable mentions, fourth, fifth, and sixth place.
Okay.
And they stand up, I think, where they are, right?
Yes. Yes.
So four, five, and six stand up where you are in the audience, get recognized. One, two, and three go up to the stage and get trophies and medals.
Yes.
And finally, from a logistics standpoint, do we have to let Randy, you and Carolyn know that our team is going before we register with OM?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to know if you're not going.
Correct. Okay, got it. And that's by tomorrow, right?
Well, whenever you make the decision.
Yeah, I have got a room full of parents with me right now. We are trying to decide. I think we have come to a decision. So.
Okay.
Thank you for all your help, Andy.
Yes. Carolyn. Yes.
Question about problem two. What kind of stage or auditorium or spacing should we expect for the props?
Last year they were in the gym, on the gym floor for problem two in Iowa, or last 2 years ago they were in the gym.
Yeah, I do not know. And Carolyn, I don't know if you've heard what specific.
I've not things. Heard.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. I will tell you, you know, we do change that from time to time, from year to year. So you guys, you know, we will make sure you know as soon as possible what the specific locations on the campus will be for the sites. And then once you know that, then we can help you with questions like, what kind of floor is it going to be, or whatever. But we don't know yet and have not heard from CCI on that.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the PowerPoint presentation, the chat log, and the recording of this, and I will give it to our webmaster and ask that they post that on the NCOM website. And as soon as that's posted there, I will make sure we send you a link to that so that you can reference all of that going forward. Okay. With that, I am going to turn off the recording.